Lesson 130. Dear. Do you think it is possible for two people to remain dear friends for life? Is life very dear to you? What's the dearest thing you're wearing? Easy, ease, at ease, ill at ease. What do we mean by an easy chair?
By an easy chair, we mean a comfortable chair.
And an easy life?
A comfortable and unhurried life.
Do you feel at ease in strange company, or do you feel ill at ease? Are you able to do the dictations in this book with ease? If you have a headache, what do you think is the best way to ease the pain?
If I have a headache, I think that the best way to ease the pain is to lie down, relax, take an aspirin, etc.
Failure. To be obliged. Candle. Light. Lit. Lit. When there's a failure in the electricity supply, what are we obliged to do?
When there's a failure in the electricity supply, we're obliged to light candles.
What kind of things do you think make a party a failure? Steal. Rob. Thief. The difference in construction between the verbs steal and rob is as follows. To steal plus something plus from somebody. The thief stole my watch from me. To rob plus something or somebody plus of something. The thief robbed me of my watch. What's the difference in construction between the verbs steal and rob?
The difference in construction between the verbs steal and rob is to steal plus something plus from somebody, whilst to rob plus something or somebody plus of something.
Give me an example of each, please.
The thief stole a handbag from Mary. The thief robbed Mary of her handbag.
The object of the verb steal is what is taken by the thief, whilst the object of the verb rob is the person or the place from whom or from which the thing is stolen. For example, the man stole a car. The man robbed me, or the bank. What is the difference between the objects of the verbs to steal and to rob?
The difference between the objects of the verb to steal and to rob is that the object of the verb steal is what is taken by the thief, whilst the object of the verb rob is the person from whom or from which the thing is stolen.
Give me an example of each, please.
He stole a pen. He robbed them of a pen. He robbed the post office.
Handle, as both verb and noun, gentle. What's this?
It's the door handle.
What kind of objects must be handled very gently when we touch them?
The kind of objects that must be handled very gently when we touch them are such objects as glass, eggs, etc.
What do we mean by a person with a gentle nature?
By a person with a gentle nature, we mean someone who is not cruel or rough, etc.
What do we mean by a gentle wind?
By a gentle wind, we mean a wind that is not at all strong.
Do you know how to handle, i.e. use, a gun? What's the best way to handle a horse?
The best way to handle a horse is gently, without making any quick or sudden movements, etc.
Hand in hand, arm in arm, custom, girlfriend, shorthand, symbol, hand. What do we mean by walking hand in hand?
By walking hand in hand, we mean two people holding each other's hand as they walk.
Is it the custom in your country for a boy to walk arm in arm with his girlfriend? What is shorthand?
Shorthand is a system of writing in which we use symbols to represent the sounds of words.
Would you hand me that book, please?
Yes, certainly.
Inquire, inquire, enquiry, inquiry, office. Where do we go to enquire about train times at the station?
We go to the inquiry office to inquire about train times at the station.
Escape. If you had been a prisoner during the last World War, would you have tried to escape? Regret. Is there anything you regret having done or not having done? Tender, enable, lovingly. Are the bottoms of the average man's feet too tender to enable him to walk without shoes on?
Yes, the bottoms of the average man's feet are too tender to enable him to walk without shoes on.
Why?
Because he has been accustomed for a long time now to wearing shoes, although it doesn't take long to harden one's feet.
In this sentence, the mother put her hand tenderly on her child's head. What does the word tenderly mean?
In that sentence, the mother put her hand tenderly on the child's head. The word tenderly means gently and lovingly.
Idiom 33. Can't make head nor tail of it equals can't understand it at all. Instruction. For example, I can't make head nor tail of this letter I got from John this morning. I don't know whether he means he is coming tomorrow or not. What does the idiom can't make head nor tail of it mean?
The idiom can't make head nor tail of it means can't understand it at all.
Give me an example, please.
These instructions that go together with the machine are so complicated that I can't make head nor tail of them.